T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know this one?
Hell yeah!
Oh, I don't know. Do what you want, but you got to come home with me. This is their biggest hit.
This or She Talks to Angels?
It's a slower song, right? Yeah. Are these guys singing, Ike?
I know.
I actually... I guess they still have the music festivals, but at one time I was at a music festival where they were one of the headliners. I didn't go to it because they were the headliner. I went to it because it was a music festival and there were, you know, chicks there and beer and everything else.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
We'll play this Sunday, Jack. This is in Ben's rotation.
Oh, you're right.
Benjaneer, yeah, he plays this in pregame.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
It's a 4:25 game, and we're going to play some Black Crowes.
Hell yeah. We played this in pregames at the Eagles game.
All right. There you go. Don't doubt Ben Hill.
Yeah, Ben Hill gets into everything, man.
Oh, you know, he is a DJ.
And he loves to prove his depth of knowledge with music.
Oh, I would say showing off.
Yes.
So he'll go like Lizzo and then go to Queen.
Right.
He's got some depth.
Does he do that? Is he showing off?
Yes.
You try to put him in a box, but he's like, I ain't having it. Right? All right. We play Stump the Millennial every Wednesday at 5:25-ish. And today we're playing for those Black Crowes tickets, and it's taking place Tuesday, July 14th in 2020 at the BB&T Pavilion. Tickets are on sale now at livenation.com, and Anthony in Glassboro is going to play Stump the Millennial. Anthony, how are you?
Hey, guys, what's up?
All right, you know how we're playing? I'm going to ask Jack a question. Before he answers, you're going to say whether he gets the question correct or incorrect, and if you're correct, you win.
All right, I got it.
All right, Jack, you're the millennial. Whoopi Goldberg's birthday is today. How old is Whoopi? I'll give you plus or minus 1 year. You have to get it within a year. How old is Whoopi Goldberg? Do not answer. Anthony, does he get it right or not?
Oh, man, I'm going to say he does not get it right.
He's saying stump the millennial. Jack Fritz, Whoopi Goldberg, her age.
I'm going to say that Whoopi Goldberg is 63 years old.
Whoopi Goldberg is 63 years old.
What?
Anthony in Glassboro. Whoopi Goldberg is 64 years old. You lose.
Wow.
Sorry, Anthony. Jack Fritz got it right. Get him, Jack.
Wow.
So that means caller number 11 on the contest line, 215-625-6681. 215-625-6681. We'll get the tickets. Caller number 11, 215-625-6681.
Let me see your eyes.
That is the upset of the century right there.
Let me see your eyes.
But that was...
Did you have prior knowledge?
No.
Huh. Didn't have prior knowledge on the Flyers thing.
Don't question me. I'm questioning you.
Oh, that is suspicious that he fired...
You see how he fired that right back at me?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm giving him... You know how Larry David used to look at people when he was, like, suspicious of them? Yeah, that's how I'm looking at Jack right now.
He never... Whoopi Goldberg's known for rat race.
Huh?
What?
I honestly would have said...
Don't make me come in there and jab you in the throat, man.
I would have guessed 65 because I figured she's in her 60s, but I didn't think she was 70 yet just based on...
No, not 70. I would have said 60-something.
In the 60s.
Yes.
Definitely not in the 50s based on everything she did.
She has the silver dreads now.
Oh, is she still on the View?
Oh, yeah.
Is she?
Oh, yeah.
Don't have TV on at that point.
But she's still there, yeah.
What's your go-to Whoopi?
My go-to Whoopi?
Yeah, what's the best?
Ghost.
That's what I would say is Ghost, too.
You got to do Ghost, Burglar.
Burglar?
Burglar, yeah, is another one she was in.
I don't know that one.
What's the first thing Whoopi was in? Oh, come on, man. What the hell is wrong with me? I almost had my black card revoked, Warren. Color Purple.
Color Purple, yeah. That's the, as far as critical acclaim, that's the...
I knew it was something early that I'm trying to figure out, like, when I first see Whoopi, it was Color Purple. Silly.
And then what was the movie she was in with Ted Danson? Remember she started dating Ted Danson
yes,
and they were in a movie together?
That was a bad time. Yeah.
What was that? Because
they did other things together, too, that didn't work out well. Yeah. Stuff that would not be permitted today. It wasn't permitted then.
No, I mean, I know. I just, it was.
Yeah, that was weird.
It was weird, right? Like, of all the people you would expect either one of them to date, I mean, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, you're like, how the hell did Whoopi and Ted hook up?
I you know, it's. I guess they were working together.
Ted from Cheers, right?
Yes. Yeah.
I was trying to think of what show he was the star of.
He was best Cheers. Known for Cheers. And then three men and a lady. Or three men and a baby, and then it was three men and a little lady. That was a big, like, late 80s movie with, I forget who else.
Oh, yeah, three men and a baby.
Steve Gutenberg.
From Police Academy.
Yeah. And who was the other, how am I not remember this?
What other rinky-dink 80s actor? Was it Tom Hanks? Tom Hanks in the 80s was terrible.
He's a lot different than he is right now. That's for sure. All right, let's go. Who do we want to talk to here? How about Gil in Freehold, New Jersey? Hey, Gil.
Gil from Curb Your Enthusiasm.
How you doing? Yeah, there you go. New Curb coming out in 2020. You hear that?
That's right, I did.
Yeah. Gil, what do you got, brother? How are you?
Hello, how you doing?
Hi, Gil.
It's Sewell, not Freehold.
Oh, well, listen.
A little further south. Anyhow.
A lot further south, I believe, actually, but go ahead.
Yeah, a little bit.
All right.
Anyhow, thanks for taking my call so quick.
You're welcome.
And, I appreciate it.
I liked your comments, so I got you right on there, Gil. What's up?
There you go. Well, my first question is, do you guys have medical insurance?
We have great insurance, actually. Yes.
I really hope so, because one of these days, you guys, one of you, are going to blow a head gasket on the radio. But you, well, have you listen to me. Have you checked the fine print?
Well,
make sure it doesn't say anything caused by Philadelphia Eagles is not covered.
Here's the thing. If Ike survived Howard Eskin for a couple of years,
yeah,
I think he's
good.
All right with
me. We're good, yes. Believe me. Believe me, yes.
No, I like my concern now about the Eagles, and I'm a long-time Eagles fan from when I was about 8 years old. Now I'm 6 years later. But anyhow, I think this kid's getting a raw deal. I really do.
He's getting a raw deal?
A raw deal, yeah.
Right.
He's a fantastic weapon. Mm-hmm. We're not giving him ammunition. It's as simple as that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, listen, Gil. This year, Deshaun went down. Howie definitely should have had more of a backup plan. I agree with you as far as wide receivers.
Yeah, but I think about him now, man. You got a fantastic kid here playing ball, and it's a shame. You need to keep grooming him. I don't know if that's the right word, but push
him. No, you do. You need to keep
grooming
him. Yes.
You know, I mean, what are we going to do, bury this kid in his career in a season and almost?
Dude, you're being way too dramatic here, though, Gil. Way too dramatic. You are.
Sorry.
You know why? Because, I mean, you're old enough to remember Randall Cunningham. What they did to Randall Cunningham was they gave him no offensive line. I mean, no offensive line. A terrible offensive line. No running game. No real wide receivers either. They had a great defense, but no offensive coaching. Like, that's a guy that you can look at and be like, well, damn. What could it have been if you had Randall and you gave him the things around them, right? Donovan McNabb had Andy Reid. He had a good offensive line. He didn't have the greatest wide receivers, but he had Andy. He had a good running game. He had a professional coach, had a great defense for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Carson's going to be all right.
And they can only carry those teams so far.
Agreed.
And like the caller said earlier, unfortunately for Carson, the team won the Super Bowl without him. Had he won the Super Bowl in the second year and he played in it, then maybe we aren't having these discussions. But them winning the Super Bowl with his backup has increased the scrutiny on him. It just has. He's in his fourth year. And we act like the guy has failed for 7 years, 7 or 8 years. He is still a developing quarterback. He can continue to get better. He can continue to get better. But he's the dude that every week it's like he's got to reprove himself. You know, it's like, okay, where are you now? All right, you didn't do this. You're not that guy. It's like, and that is the drawback from them winning the Super Bowl is that he didn't play in it. So now it's almost viewed as a negative in his mind because that's the thing that's held over his head.
Right.
It just is. And the caller said it earlier. He's never going to get peace of mind until he's hoisting up a trophy.
And it's only going to get
like
more.
That's the reality of the situation.
It's only going to get harder as the years go by.
Well, it shouldn't get harder.
Well, I'm saying as far as not winning because people are going to be hasn't won.
Oh, yeah,
he
to get louder.
Won,
yeah, you're right.
Won,
yeah, to get
won.
Louder. Yeah.
There's no denying that. Yep. Three men and a baby. How do I miss the third guy?
Who was it?
Tom Selleck. The king
Tom
of 80s.
Selleck,
the king
yes.
of 80s
actors. Yeah, the 80s guy. I knew it was another 80s guy. Tom Selleck. Thick mustache.
Oh, great mustache.
Magnum P.I.
Yeah, if you're thinking mustaches, he's got.
Oh, he's a.
Come on, man.
Yeah. Him and Carl Weathers.
Carl Weathers has the best brother stash I've ever seen. Is there anybody better?
Brother stash.
Because Eddie Murphy's stash wasn't a great stash,
oh,
right?
The 80s stash?
Well, I mean, it wasn't. Carl Weathers had a thick, full.
He did have a thick.
Like a man
damn
mustache.
Caterpillar on his lip.
Yeah. Eddie Murphy.
Mike Quick had a nice caterpillar on his lip.
Mike Quick has a great mustache. He doesn't still have it, does he?
It's a shadow.
Yeah.
It's there.
No, he had a Carl Weathers mustache. He did.
Yep.
Tom Selleck.
Grow me one of those.
What's his name? Sam Elliott had that big, thick mustache.
I don't know
Jack
Sam
Fritz, 888-729-9494. Sam Elliott was in Roadhouse.
He's got a deep voice, right?
Yeah. Yes. He was in remember Mask. He was in the.
I do remember
he was
Mask,
in the movie
yes.
Mask. He was the father of Mask. 888-729-9494. I'm waiting for the. I'm really glad we're talking about this drop from Jack.
Mm-hmm. I feel bad whenever I play it. You guys get mad, so I'm very
no.
I cautious
actually
when I play.
What we need you to do.
No, yeah, that's when
he gets us back on track.
No, yeah, exactly. By the way, I'm told by
that's your way of saying, man, move
it along.
Yes, we got it.
Julio had watched the entire Gabe Kapler introduction to the
of
media.
Of course he did.
Yeah, he was tearing up the whole time.
So I guess for a half hour, it was all questions about the sexual assault thing with the Dodgers.
Wow.
It had very little to do with – it is not – believe me, to start off your career like that
wow.
with a team that isn't good.
Yeah, that is not good.
That is not good.
Because
it's not like he's going to be able to win his way out of it if the team's not prepared to win. So now everybody's just going to be waiting for a reason to get rid of him. So there you go. All right, we'll come back. We have the Marks and Reese text lines, and we will get to as many callers as we can. It's Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Don't go anywhere. But, hey, listen, there's breaking news, and it's DraftKings. They've launched an online sports book created by sports fans for sports fans, and it's now available in Pennsylvania. That's right. DraftKings, the leader in daily fantasy sports, has brought their expertise to legal sports betting and is already America's top-rated sportsbook app. The DraftKings Sportsbook app has it all, over-unders, player props, in-game betting, and special odds boosts every day for the biggest games. And this isn't some offshore operation like other gambling sites. It's a legitimate sportsbook based right here in the U.S., so you can rest assured your funds are totally secure. Get in on the action wherever, whenever, right here in the Keystone State. So go to DraftKings.com/Philly right now to sign up. And for a limited time, all new and existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. DraftKings.com/Philly to get a deposit bonus up to $500 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. All right, our Twitter questions brought to you by the Marks Jewelers. We're 309 in Montgomeryville online, marks-jewelers.com. And there's a lot of them, including most people say my igloo cooler is cool, Jack.
Oh, look at you.
Weren't you surprised or did you not look at the responses?
Well, no, I just think it's a little outdated, but it's a cool-looking vintage cooler.
Well, it's completely outdated, but I couldn't
so cool.
I couldn't pass it up. It's a good can of beer cooler, and the size and the price, it was just like Wegmans couldn't get rid of them. So it kept going from like $25 to $20 to $15, and I snatched it up, I think, at $10.99.
That's a steal right there.
Also, I will be I'll be drinking Miller Lights this Friday night at Sweeney's Saloon up in the Great Northeast, right on Philmont and Bustleton. I used to work right in that area, so I'll see everybody on Friday night up in the Northeast area at Sweeney's Saloon at 7 o'clock.
I love a good saloon.
Oh, man, you look like a saloon guy. I
guess. Yeah, give me a pint of suds.
Give me some sarsaparilla. Pine of suds.
That's all there I think of.
You park your horse outside.
Right, yeah. Oh,
Carson
man,
says where you
Carson
going.
Carson right out there, brother. Yeah. Time up next to the trough over there. Right over there.
Yeah, be careful doing that in Sweeney's Saloon. You're not in nature. You know what they're going to do to him. in Northeast Philly. All right, so text line in 1 second. Angry Al has something to say, so we might as well put him on. Angry Al, how are you?
Johnny Mars.
Hey, buddy.
What's up? What's up, buddy?
What up, Al?
I got a Sixers point and an Eagles question for Mark.
Well, real quick, Al was complaining today, Jack, that you never put his text on the text line.
He, for whatever reason, he don't like me, so he don't put my text up. Whatever. It is what it is.
Jack, do you have any response to why you don't put his text on there, or is he just too frequent of a caller?
Usually too frequent of a caller. Yeah, but it's not anything against Al.
Okay, well, Tom and Abington double dips.
Tom from Abington's sometimes funny.
But so you're saying Al's texts aren't they're not worthy to be on the text
line.
They need
to be a little funnier, you know.
Okay, so Al, your texts just aren't very good.
Okay, whatever.
High standard on this text line, Al.
Huh?
The high standard on this text line.
Yeah, okay.
All right, by the way, you say you're going to talk Sixers. Joel Embiid is out tonight, he will not play in Orlando. The Magic it might be a 4-point line right now. You know what? I think the Sixers win this game tonight. I think they win the game because Joe is out and Horford's in, and it's one of those games where they go down there and they just, they win it without Joe. Anyway, go ahead.
Duke called yesterday and said they're not them guys. I think he was close to right, but he sort of missed it. These young kids aren't championship hungry. You wanted a championship.
Yes, sir.
They don't care about the championship. They care about being Instagram popular and having them multi-million-dollar contracts and who has the best Twitter game. I think the championship is the farthest thing from them two kids' mind as anything. Big Al might want a championship, but I don't think the kids are playing for the championship. They're playing to be popular.
I agree, Al. I agree, and that goes to the whole maturity thing, and they just aren't ready yet. They aren't ready yet.
They should have did the press conference table and giggle and laugh with each other and make fart jokes and all the rest of that. I'm telling you, man.
Yeah.
They're not hunting no championship yet. They don't have that case for a championship yet. They just want to be the most popular guys in the NBA, and that's it. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to be, come on, man. and Mars.
Was that an Embiid impression?
it was
not bad.
Halfway. You keep saying that they got enough to beat the Patriots. I actually think they can beat the Patriots and Seattle. But, they got to win 4 division games. I don't see that. You see that?
Thanks, Al. I even said earlier, they may win 2 of these 3 games that and we feel great, and then they lose a game. I can't imagine. Dwayne Haskins is starting the rest of the season for the Redskins.
That's a win.
Danny
Giants
Dimes.
Game, though.
I like Danny Dimes. I guess you never know. I don't know.
Listen, they're scoring points.
They are. Marks and Reese text line brought to you by the Casino at Delaware Park. Watch and wager on all pro and college football this season at the Casino at Delaware Park Sportsbook. Online, DelawarePark.com. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. Must be 21 to play. It's the text line.
Call me a wimp one more time, Johnny Marks. Dave and Delco.
Dave and Delco. What about Jack and Delco? If I called him a wimp, he may not.
He's
like
off
it.
Today, but I can. He texted me. He's not happy.
Not happy. Well, listen. Stop acting like a wimp, and I won't call you a wimp. Eagles fans, right now, listen. You don't have to be. You don't have to be positive on the team. You don't have to be where you think you're gung ho and you're like, yeah, this team's really good. But the negativity really got to me this week. It got to me this week. I don't know why you'd be so negative. You don't have to be positive on the team. I know positive. John's positive. The negativity is what I guess I just don't get.
Ike is not speaking a different language. Why is it so hard for you to understand him, Marks? Paul in Birdsboro.
Without context of what you're talking about, it's hard for me to
respond to that.
To comment, but it wouldn't be the first time where Ike was speaking and I wasn't understanding. So, but it might be me, Ike. I don't know
what that means, man.
I don't know what it means either.
So angry I didn't see the Gabe Kapler hiring happening in San Fran. I would have bought more stock in body oils and curveball machines in the Bay Area.
The first tweet to it from, was it a Philly fan that did it or was it a Giant fan?
Yeah,
it was a Philly fan. Yeah, it has him in the bikini with the coconut oil. It's not going to end well out there for him. It's not. First 15, 20, 30 minutes of the press conference, and it wasn't really him that they were going after, right? It was Farhan that they were.
Yeah, it was both of them.
It was both of them they were questioning.
Well, because Farhan was an employee of the Dodgers, and they asked him if he was on the emails, and he said he was, which is causing more meltdown.
Well, and he even came out yesterday, and I don't know if he said it or it was just in a story, but he came out and said, I wish I would have handled it differently. I wish I would have done more knowing what I know now. So they tried to get ahead of the story, but it just wasn't happening. That might not be the right city for Gabe Kapler to settle in as a manager.
Well, then what is?
I was shocked that he got a job. I really was. I was shocked he got a job this year.
Welcome to the Wentzatologist Bronco Rehabilitation, Johnny Marks. We hope you enjoy your stay and denounce your faithfulness to the Rest of Us Club. Resist the temptation of the haters and come on and start the process of joining the LTBB community movement. Aaron and Pensalkin.
Yeah, I'm not welcome.
There's one every day. Good job, Aaron.
Yeah, I'm not welcome.
Good job, Aaron. No, he's not welcome.
I am not welcome in that community, and I am fine with it. And I the rest of us just have to kind of watch our football team and enjoy it and root for our players without having to get so involved in Carson Wentz. I don't see
how you guys can watch the Eagles and not get involved in Carson Wentz. It seems like that's the only thing you guys focus on.
No, but we have a fair and balanced conversation with Carson Wentz. The rest of you people, both sides, you're the ones that have these issues. I mean, Fritz wants to be with you guys, but he doesn't know how to, right? Is he in the community, Fritz?
I have until the Patriots game.
That's right.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
So what would he have to say about
the
Patriots game?
I'll be with him Sunday. I don't know. It's a feeling.
Okay.
It's the reason why they put me in this position to have to be able to, read you guys here.
Fair enough.
Can't wait to root for the Giants next year. Joe and New Hope.
Oh, did you love after they got rid of Gabe? There was like, it was like for half of a show, and it was half of a Jack take where it was like, he's a young Terry Francona. The Phillies are going to regret this. And I was like, man, come on. Give me a freaking break. Young Terry Francona.
John, saw your picture on Twitter of the lunchbox. Did I carry you into work today in that? Or is that where you store all your bad takes? Bob in the Aberdeen Proving Ground.
That one was pretty good, too. I like that one.
I brought it out. Like,
oh, my God.
you can fit 30 cans of beer in this thing.
I bet you can.
Look at this.
And a set of twins.
You know, the problem is that I had...
You could put two toddlers in there, too.
I had you could put some organs, some kidneys. Well, that's probably what they deliver when they do the whole...
Yeah, I bet. The stork thing?
Yeah.
Do you ever used to get milk delivered?
No.
Yeah. It's probably what they put it in, like a crate.
Yeah, probably.
You just put the milk in the crate, set it at your door.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry, that was...
Jack, did you ever have milk delivered to your door?
I was on aid.
No.
That's only when you're on aid. Of course he didn't. He lived in the damn suburbs. when you're on government aid.
Well, I don't know if they have milkmen in Westchester. But well, Jack, you live in the country.
They delivered milk, cheese, and cereal. It said cereal.
That's what it said?
Yes.
What was it, like
the white
Frosted
box
Flakes?
With black, either that
brand
or...
Bran Flakes
or the Cheerios, the knockoff Cheerios.
What about meat?
O's.
Meat? No, nah, there ain't choices of meat. Whew, that's a lot of meat.
Coming up next.
Unbelievable.
Rights to Ricky Sanchez Radio. Spike Eskin's in the house tonight. Will there be another feud with Denver on the show? Remember... We had the caller at the end of the show yesterday that was furious calling in. So I wonder, what do you think, Jack? Do they get some angry Denver Nuggets fans?
I expect Spike to get some Denver calls just because I think he's going to rile them up.
I'm telling you, Markelle Fultz outscores Ben Simmons tonight.
Is that right? That's what you're saying?
Yes.
I think Simmons has a really good game and the Sixers win.
You think Markelle's not motivated to go tonight?
And the Flyers are losing at home. Although I'll root for him and I'll be watching. All right?
Oh, man, they're going for five straight.
No, hey, listen, I'm a big Flyers fan. I hope they win tonight. Seriously. Coming up next, rights to Ricky, and then Joe takes you through the rest of the evening. We're back tomorrow. Everybody have a good night. See you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.